Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we're going to have a very interesting and a little bit different of a program for Conducting Conversations. Not a whole lot of music, just some music to set the mood once we get there. But I have guests visiting me from Roger Williams Park Zoo and the new rainforest exhibit that is going to be opening very soon. And I'm very excited to have with us P.J. Jones is here. Welcome, P.J.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. And I'm going to be finding out a lot about the animals in the rainforest from you, right?
That's right.
All right. And also here in the studio is Shireen Knowlton. She is in charge of the design of the forest and the building, I guess. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Nice to have you with us. Let's start off with a little bit about the two of you. PJ, are you from the Rhode Island area? Or?
Close. I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I really do call Rhode Island home now. I grew up in Connecticut, went to University of Connecticut, animal science major there.
Excellent. And actually, Connecticut is good because a lot of our listeners, almost half of our listeners, live in Connecticut, so that's a good thing.
Shout out to my hometown friends.
All right. What hometown is that?
Granby. So we probably don't reach out to Granby. It's west of Hartford.
Okay, no. But some people listen online, so they might be there. So yep. Granby. And what made you interested in going to UConn and study what you did?
Well, horses were my gateway animal. I always tell everyone I was interested in working with horses for a living. And so I was an animal science major, Department of Agriculture. And when I graduated, I ended up working in zoos instead. I kind of headed in the exotic animal direction instead. And here I have been over 20 years later, still working in zoos.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So you started when you were five, obviously.
Of course.
But all right. Well, that's great. So coming from Connecticut and now with us in Rhode Island at the zoo. And Shireen, as a design person, what area do you come from?
I'm actually the education director at the zoo.
Education director, I am. Okay, I missed that title, so that's very impressive. All right, so educate me.
So I'm from Rhode Island and grew up going to Roger Williams Park Zoo as a child, and then went to school for biology and chemistry, thinking I was going to become a public school teacher. And once I started an education master's, realized that public schools probably weren't the best fit for me, and a family friend suggested volunteering in the education department at Roger Williams Park Zoo. And even though I attended the zoo frequently as a child, I didn't know that there was an education department at the zoo or that that was even part of the zoo's function. But I started volunteering there back in 1993 and fell in love and started doing zoo camps for the zoo and zoo-mobile programs, and then managing all of the special events for the zoo. Then I went down to Zoo Atlanta and managed their education programs for a while, and then returned to Roger Williams, which is really home, mm-hmm. in 2004.
Excellent. What town did you grow up in?
I grew up in Coventry and then moved to the east side of Providence.
Okay. So are we neighbors now? I live on the east side.
Oh, no. I live in East Greenwich now.
Oh, okay. You moved out. Yeah. It's tough to stay there. All right. Let's get to the main topic of this, which is the rainforest. Very exciting. It's not every day that a new exhibit comes to the zoo, although things are always changing, and I'm encouraging people to always get there and see what's new, because there's always something, right? But as far as the exhibit itself, that's something that's due to open possibly in less than a month from now. Tell us a little bit about what people could expect.
Sure. Well, the exhibit is called Faces of the Rainforest, and what we're really trying to convey in the exhibit is that even though we live a world away from the rainforests of South America, that we're all faces of the rainforest. We have intimate connections to the rainforest, both in our daily actions influence the rainforest, but we also rely on the rainforest for so many different things that we take for granted in our daily lives. So we're really trying to draw a lot of those connections and show folks that even here in Rhode Island or southeastern New England, we're very, very connected to this remote part of the world.
Okay, connected through products and through just people in general, or what would you say the biggest connection was?
Yeah, I think through products, it's okay. That's kind of a very linear connection. Mm-hmm. We rely on everything from cocoa and chocolate and actually a lot of the soy that is grown to feed cattle is grown in the rainforest. So definitely products, but the rainforests also act as the lungs of the earth, so to speak. It's a very important part of the global ecology and mm-hmm. the ability of the rainforest and the trees in the rainforest to mediate climate change and clean the air and provide us with a healthy environment to live, again, even here in Rhode Island, is sure. essential.
Right. And there's been lots of things in the news over the years about clearing massive amounts of land and trees and so forth, which obviously is a detriment. And so part of your job is to educate people to not do that.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And we don't want to leave visitors to the exhibit with a sense of doom and gloom. These are pretty challenging issues. So one of the things that we do in the exhibit is we give them some really clear, tangible, simple actions that they can take that will have a real impact on helping preserve the rainforest. And that's a big focus of the exhibit, is this call to action for our visitors.
Okay. And PJ, if I were to go to the real rainforest, I would see thousands of different species of animals, right?
The diversity of life is amazing. And so we try to represent that with the collection plan of the animals that are going to be there. A lot of people really love to see monkeys. A lot, when you think of the jungle and the rainforest, a lot of people think about monkeys.
Sure.
And so that's going to be one of the first exhibits that you see, will be a primate exhibit. You'll see free roaming primates and birds, but also animals that maybe people haven't seen, especially in this area. We're very excited to have a giant river otter exhibit. And there are very few zoos in the country right now that have giant river otters. And so we are thrilled to be able to have them here. We're going to have two males that are coming from LA Zoo that will be calling it this exhibit their home. We'll also have animals like toucans, tamanduas, prehensile-tailed porcupines, a flock of flamingos. And so you're going to get that sense of diversity, that sense of immersion with all of the animals when you come in.
Okay. And giant river otters mm-hmm. are bigger than 5 pounds?
Yes. Yeah, I think that a lot of people, when they think of otters, they're used to seeing either the North American river otter
right.
or the Asian small clawed otter, because that's what are most commonly seen in zoos. This guy's going to be about 5 feet long.
5 feet
uh-huh.
long.
They're very impressive. Okay. They eat a lot of fish, and they need a lot of room. Mm-hmm. We also are going to have a nice big pool for them to swim in that has got a complete filtration system that's way more complex than me, and a nice big area with dirt for them to haul out, dig. They'll be nice and soft on their feet. There'll be a slide in there for them. We're going to have a window that opens up that we can do training sessions with them, so people will get up close and get to see the animals and see their massive size, because I think that they're going to be very impressed by the size of these animals.
Excellent. All right. I'm going to stop for just a moment. We'll play a piece of music that'll kind of get us in the mood to be visiting the rainforest, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Well, there we have some waterfall music to tie in to make the otters feel welcome when they're swimming around. And it's great to have something that interesting coming to little old Rhode Island. If people want more information about the rainforest exhibit or the zoo in general, they can go to the website, right?
Yes, the web address is rwpzoo.org, or if they want to call the zoo for more information, it's 401-785-3510.
And it costs $1,000 to see this exhibit per person, right?
No, the wonderful thing is the new exhibit and admission to the new exhibit is included in ticket prices, and all of that can be found on the website.
Wow. So if you're a member of the zoo, you're going to get to see this exhibit? Is that
the way that works? Absolutely. Membership always provides you admission to the zoo as well as a number of other benefits and perks, but you will be able to come in and see this exhibit with your membership.
All right. Now, in designing the structure, which I haven't seen yet, I haven't been there, so I'm not sure what this is going to entail. Is this something that is a 5-minute tour, or is this, I was going to plan to spend some time there?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We don't know exactly what the length of stay, the average length of stay would be at the exhibit. My guess is it's probably about 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
If folks really take their time and stop and read each of the signs and graphics, and we have a lot of different interactive elements, games that people can play to help them better understand the topics that we talked about, our responsibility and relationship to the rainforest, then I would say you could spend as much as half an hour there, which would be my hope, that folks really spend a lot of time observing the animals in the enclosures, watching the otters, you know, on their slide and in the pool, and then engaging with all of these really fun elements that we've built in.
Right. I remember when I was younger and I would go visit the zoo, I could spend way more than half an hour just watching the polar bear. But, you know, so there's lots of time that can be spent watching the animals. We talked about the otters, but PJ, give us some other examples of somebody that we might be interested in seeing.
Well, I'm excited about the bird collection in the exhibit as well, because it's going to be a very large free-flighted aviary that we have. The main area where you walk in is going to be a glassed-in enclosure, and we've got it's already planted out right now. It looks gorgeous, so there's going to be a ton of trees and natural plantings with a waterfall, and so that ties in perfectly with your music there, a waterfall and a river that goes through that. And up above it will be several different species of rainforest birds. Lots of really bright, colorful birds will be flitting around all over the place.
Now, when you say free flying, mm-hmm. does that mean I'm walking in there and there's a bird possibly flying right over my head?
Exactly.
No strings attached.
Nope. Yep. There'll be no barrier between you and the animal.
So I have the ability to make a mess on them.
No. or more likely the other way around.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well,
however, we'll strategically place the perching so that maybe people won't be right under the splash zone.
So now, once again, because I'm like five times your age, when I was young, there was an aviary at the zoo. So this is similar in size to that, so that people that are older might remember that that building that was pretty good size?
Honestly, I don't remember the aviary. Okay. I've been at the zoo for about 4 years, so I have a feeling it might be bigger. But it is going to be a really great immersive experience. And when we were talking earlier about seeing some naturalistic behaviors, you're going to be able to see the nest building behavior of some of these animals. There's a bird called an oropendula in there, and it has makes this long woven nest that hangs like a round basket, very pendulous looking nest, and they get bigger and bigger as they go on. So you'll get to see them making those nests in that area. You'll hear normal mating calls and see them interacting with each other. So it's going to be a place to just kind of sit and watch for a long time. And if people do take the time to sit and watch, they're going to see different things throughout that time instead of just a quick run through it.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's put another piece of music in here just to set the mood. This is Inca Sun, which Inca, I would think, is close to the rainforest, but gets us in the right general vicinity. And we will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Roger Williams Park Zoo, the Rainforest Exhibit.
cambiar. Lo juro por mí, por mi familia, amigos y por ti. Con fuerza y valor y un gran corazón se puede lograr mucha felicidad. Yo quiero cambiar.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening, finding out everything there is to know about the Roger Williams Park Zoo and the new rainforest exhibit. And PJ, I just wanted to start with you. We kind of left on interesting animals and birds in the aviary. And during the commercial break, we figured out that the aviary that I'm referring to used to be, or is now, a gift shop, right?
Right. So this area is going to be much bigger than that.
Much bigger. Just to straighten that part of it out,
yep.
The old aviary, historic building, is now a gift shop and no longer has birds flying around in it, as I remember it.
Correct.
And probably doesn't smell the same as I remember.
Yeah, bro. We've come a long way in how we can filter the air and cleaning.
Different from, you think, 40 or 50 years ago?
Probably.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Probably. All right. So take me through, if I was to enter, we talked about, the birds, we talked about the monkeys being one of the first things you see, but what happens to, how do you explain the experience to people?
Yeah, so we're really, again, trying to tell a story as you walk through the exhibit and show folks how closely connected we are to the rainforest. And again, the exhibit is called Faces of the Rainforest. And when you first walk in, you'll see a series of panels with large portraits of people and animals that you would typically associate with the rainforest. Indigenous people, ecotourists, researchers out in the field, and again, some of the animals. And then as you walk through the space and exit the building, you're going to encounter this amazing art piece that a local Providence artist working with Mid-Ocean Studios developed for us. And this piece really is designed to get people to stop and think and transition their thinking to a place where you start to recognize that while the faces that you saw in the first part of your journey are ones that you might have expected to see, the next part of your journey is really going to bring it home, and you'll start seeing images of someone drinking coffee in a local coffee shop, somebody with their son shopping at a grocery store, a soldier wearing a uniform and embracing his daughter. So all of these things are faces that look more closely like our own,
right.
And things that we can recognize. And the art piece is a wonderful metal sculpture, and up in the canopy, it looks like there are trunks of, three trees, and then the canopy, the metal canopy that connects them, has all of these different elements of things, again, like you had said, products that come from the rainforest, but also other things that are evocative of the rainforest and our connections to the rainforest. And so up in that canopy, we start to see how those bridges are built and how all of those connections are made.
All right. Wow. That's pretty involved. Now, taking care of the animals that are in there, is that any different than the normal day-to-day work at the zoo as far as the animals? Or are you pretty well...
Well, each animal comes with its own unique set of requirements and expertise. And so we have actually got a lot of the animals here already. And the keepers are getting to know them. The animals are getting to know the keepers, and they're learning how to work together. But also, we wanted to make sure when we were designing this area that we were designing properly for the species that we plan to exhibit. And so we've got a lot of elements that people may not see, but that that help us a great deal in taking care of the animals. The front of the exhibit, the front of the building, is all glass. And usually UV light doesn't go through regular glass, but we bought special glass that has UV penetrating qualities. And this allows the animals to obtain UV light that they would normally get if they were out in the wild areas. And so this helps a lot with the health for the animals. Animals like primates need a lot of UV light to process vitamin D.
So this is the opposite of sunscreen.
Exactly. We need to get UV to them. And the animals seek it out. If you can provide it via artificial lighting, but it really is best to come from the sun for them. And so this glass will help with that. The other problem with glass sometimes is bird strikes. This is a big problem in downtown areas that birds will fly into glass because they just see things differently. And so this has special fritting on it that will allow the birds to be able to see the glass. So birds on the outside won't fly in, and our birds that live inside also won't fly into it.
Fly into it and bang their heads. Yep. I mean, we even have that here in our studios at beautiful downtown Exeter. We get birds flying in our windows all the time.
And it's not fun. It's always sad to see that happen. And so we want to do what we can to prevent that.
Some of them are pretty stubborn. They just keep doing it over and over and over again.
Yes.
Okay. We want to get to another piece of music now and set the mood a little bit. But first, a question about, we've been talking about the rainforest. And the rainforest, does that mean there's only one rainforest in the world?
No, there are rainforests all around the world.
Right.
This exhibit specifically focuses on tropical American rainforests.
Tropical American meaning North America, South America?
South America,
South America, okay. And so specifically the Amazon area?
Yes, in general,
okay.
Yes.
All right, so put on your hats and we'll take a little ride down the river.
Thank you.
listening to that music, I'm dancing in my seat and thinking of riding down the Amazon, looking up at all the trees and all the foliage and the animals that I might see. You mentioned the monkeys. That's probably the most obvious for a lot of people. Also, to me, if I'm thinking about, you know, Amazon movies, I'm always thinking about snakes.
Oh, of course.
Do we have snakes?
Anaconda. We're going to have a nice anaconda exhibit there.
Really?
Yeah, that'll be just after the otter exhibit.
Well, after the otter exhibit.
Yep.
Now, the anaconda could eat the otter.
if it's big enough and the otter's small enough. However, they will be separated.
Okay.
We do, however, want to make sure that it looks like the animals are together. So we will mm-hmm. have a fish exhibit before the otter exhibit. The fish will not be in contact with the otters, but they'll be able to, it'll look like the one continuous bit of water.
Now, see, I'm throwing all kinds of Hollywood things in. I'm thinking about, you know, seeing the monkeys in the trees. I'm thinking of snakes. I'm thinking of other piranha.
There will be piranha, and other fish
okay.
as well, yeah.
All right. I'm not too far off. And one of the things that we discussed during that music playing is the fact that this is a permanent exhibit, which I was not really aware of when we started. That's good news.
It is. This is actually the first major exhibit that we're building as part of our 20-year master plan. And I think it's the largest project we've taken on in my, 20 years of working with the zoo.
Wow. So this is something that is good news because it's inside for the most part, right? Or all of it, I guess. And that means that when the weather turns at the end of the summer and it starts to get a little cool, you can be nice and comfortable inside.
Absolutely. And not just comfortable, but transported to a tropical paradise. We're going to have an amazing plant collection in addition to the animal collection. There's going to be a beautiful waterfall inside, and it will always be balmy and tropical inside. So it's a perfect winter destination.
A perfect 75 degrees.
Yes. Maybe a little warmer.
And in the wintertime, when you're breathing in very dry air, it's nice to go into a place like this, get a little humidity, remember what the sun feels like.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, there's something we also discussed while the music was playing called Call for Action. Tell us about that.
Right. So I mentioned our master plan, and this is one of the first exhibits that we're building as part of the master plan. And one thing that we're really striving to do as we move forward with new exhibits is have a call to action for our guests. We really want them to become our partners in conservation. And so each exhibit will have some instructions and some tools that they can use to help conserve the part of the world that we're talking about. So with the rainforest, we're focusing on consumer behavior.
Okay, consumer behavior meaning conservation in some parts, right?
Right. So we have a couple of tools that will help people identify rainforest-friendly products when they're shopping. One of them is it's a campaign called Follow the Frog that the Rainforest Alliance runs. And any of the products with a little green frog logo on it that you can find at the grocery store, you can even find them at some coffee shops, will ensure that the product you're buying is rainforest-friendly. I have a 6-year-old son at home, and he loves looking for the frog logo on things when we go grocery shopping. So this is something that people of all ages can engage in.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's a very good opportunity there to take care of that. Let's put another piece of music in, and then we'll be back momentarily.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our special Conducting Conversations show on the Roger Williams Park Zoo Rainforest, Faces of the Rainforest, as it's called. I'm Mike Mano, and we've been having a great time talking to Shireen and PJ about things that are going on at the zoo. And PJ, I want to get back to you about the animals. There are opportunities for people to find out a lot of information about the animals, and that's done through other classes or talks or
keeper talks. Yeah, so we really like to give people the opportunity to talk to the animal caretakers, because you really get to know the animals personally that way and get to learn about their personality quirks. And our keeper staff are the experts on the animals. They know them the best. They know about their care. They know all about the natural history of the animals, and it's a great opportunity for people to really engage and get to know those animals a little bit better. So throughout the zoo, every day we always have keeper talks, usually 11:30, sometimes at 2 as well. And we list it on Facebook every day what keeper talk we're going to have. When we open up the Faces of the Rainforest exhibit, we're going to have a lot of design elements that will assist with those keeper talks. We wanted to make sure to design in areas where keepers could have a place to do training with the animals right up front, and so that guests could get to see the animals the way the keepers do, get to see them interacting with them. And we'll have a microphone system so that you can actually hear what the keepers are saying, because that sometimes can be a challenge when we do our keeper talks. So we're really when we designed, we considered that element, and that was going to be very important. So we're excited to add that in.
Excellent. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity to get to know the animals better. And one of the things we want to talk about is the hours of operation. Is this daily?
The keeper talks are run daily, and the zoo is open 7 days a week. We're open from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Through the summer. And all of the exhibits open right at 10. So when you get to the zoo, come right up to the rainforest and join us.
I think that's important, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., because a lot of people I remember say, oh, let's go to the zoo this afternoon. And by the time they get everybody together and get there, it's too late. So just keep the hours in mind that the zoo is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And once again, the website is pretty simple.
Yes, it's rwpzoo.org.
rwpzoo.org. And that'll give you all the hours of operation, where to park, where to go, what to do. You can find PJ and ask her tough questions.
Try and stump me.
Yeah, to try and stump you. Now, are you there pretty much 5 days a week?
Or? Yep. They give me 2 days off, but yeah.
Okay. We don't get to know what those 2 days are, though.
So. Sunday, Monday.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to our little discussion here before we go out with some more music?
Just watch our website and Facebook for information about the opening date of the exhibit.
All right. Looking forward to it. And the Roger Williams Park Zoo, Faces of the Rainforest, coming soon. And it'll be permanent. That's a good thing. So get out, see the entire zoo, and take advantage of this. Thanks, everyone. See you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Bye.